morning.
It's on.
I realized that when I come here to speak, well, I always speak. I've spoken here so many times, but when I speak, when I put my pulpit up there, everybody gives me about two pews distance.
我在主日在这个在你们的这边双语讲到已经很多次了，但是我还是意识到这个我每次讲到的时候，大家大概应该把前两排都让出来。
The reason I sit down there is because I like to be close to everyone.
而我当时试图要站在那儿讲到的原因就是我觉得跟大家要近一点。
So I just come back here. I figure maybe some people will slide forward. So hopefully.
好，但是我还是回到讲台来讲。
Before I begin, let me open us in a word of prayer. We'll get started.
在我讲到之前，我们一起来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
thank you so much for this morning.
我们为这样一个清晨来感谢你。
Thank you so much for this opportunity to proclaim, to share your word with my brothers, sisters, and friends here.
谢谢你给我这样一个机会，我来把你的道向众弟兄姊妹来传讲。
I thank you so much for each person you brought here.
主啊, 谢谢你把每一个人带到你的圣殿中来。
Each person here is precious, they're unique, they're special.
每一来到这一位都是你宝贝的，也都是非常独特的。
And Father, I thank you that today we get to study a passage that is really famous.
主啊, 我们今天来到一篇非常著名的这样的信息面前。
And I know that our hearts may have heard this so many times that we can gloss over it.
主啊, 我们好像听过很多围绕这一篇的讲道，所以我们可能觉得我们已经懂了很多。
And I pray, Father, that you would create in us a broken heart for what is being taught here.
主啊, 但是求你帮助我们是带着一颗破碎的心来再次听这篇道。
May you give us the posture to receive.
你给我们一个这种要领受的姿态。
And Lord, may you teach us something incredibly powerful and important to us today.
主啊, 借着我们这篇道的学习, 主啊, 你再次的教我们那蛮有力量的信息。
We give this time to you.
我们把这样下面的时间交托仰望在你的恩手里。
In your beloved Son, Jesus Christ's name.
我们为你
独生的爱子，我们献上感谢。我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen. All right, so welcome. It's good to be here.
欢迎大家，很高兴再次在你们面前正道。
And I have to confess that today the passage is a passage that I prayed a lot about, and I'm sharing with you today because I feel very like challenged by it.
我今天给大家分享的这篇道呢，是我这段时间一直在思考，而且我觉得我也是内心不断受到冲击和挑战的一篇。You
see, last week, what happened last week in America, and I'm sure it happens a lot of places, but what happened last week really, really caught my attention.
就是过去的一周所发生的一些事情，特别是一些惨剧，当然不仅仅是在美国，也在其他的地方。And
you know,
引起了我很大的关注。
Yeah, and I very rarely address political or current events because I believe that's not the way we should use the pulpit.
我一般在主日讲道的时候，我一般不太去讲政治事件，或者一些时事。And
my goal is to tell you about King Jesus.
我的目的是仍然要讲回到耶稣基督，这个我们的王。But
I think these questions, I feel responsible to share a little bit about some thoughts regarding it. Thoughts about the subject.
那但是我觉得说，在我讲我这个主题的时候呢，我会涉及到一些可能在时事中的一些事情。But
I'm not going to go to it directly. I won't do that because I don't like to do that.
但是我不会去花很多时间去专门讲事件的本身，我也不太喜欢在讲道中这样做。My
question is, regarding what's happened, especially today, this morning, actually three more police officers were shot in Baton Rouge. Just found out about it.
那今天就是要讲的话，今天早上又发生的最新的话是在路易斯安那的那个 Baton Rouge, 又有三个警察被杀了。The
question is, where are you today about what has happened recently?
我带给大家的问题是，思考最近发生这些事情的话，你在什么样一个位置？这些事跟你有什么关系？
If you know me very personally, you know I'm very strong and very passionate about race, as a subject to Americans. I address that a lot.
如果你对我足够了解的话，你知道我对美国的种族问题是一直很有热心来了解和研究的。
And you know, with the death of two African American men.
啊，前不久是两个非洲裔的两个青年人被杀。
And then the five Dallas police officers.
然后上一周在达拉斯五个警察被枪杀。
These are times where we need to consider how these things might connect or reflect in our lives.
我想建议大家思考的时候，这样一些事情它有相互的一些关联嘛？怎么影响我们的生活
？So you have to ask the first question should be asked is why Helicon did you pick the Good Samaritan?
所以你的第一个问题可能问我的是说，那 Helicon 你为什么今天正道要讲好撒玛利亚人的故事
？I think about 5-6 years ago, I started to explore the question of race personally.
我大概在五年前的话，是对于种族这样一个问题开始感兴趣。
And one of my favorite writers I could never understand was Martin Luther King Jr.
他说他觉得对这个问题写的最好的作者是马丁路德金。
And he would always talk about this amazing Jesus story, and then at the same time, at the very end, he always brought it back to race.
他先讲耶稣基督的故事，然后最终呢。能把耶稣基督的故事连回到种族的问题。
And I always ask him, why do you talk about race?
所以我当时就有一个疑惑，说为什么他总要讲这个种族的问题
？And I think there was a sermon that he preached that really, really challenged my perspective. Actually, a set of sermons he preached.
他曾经围绕这个议题有很多这样的讲道是很具有挑战性的。
Now, some of his theology, I will agree. I don't agree with everything he believes. Or how he holds his position.
当然对于他的一些见解我也不是完全赞同。
But in his message, it's titled, On Being a Good Neighbor.
但是其中的一篇讲到就是讲到说做一个好邻舍。
And that sermon, the question that you kind of throw out there, which is really important to me, and is a question I think we all need to think about today, is the question, who is your neighbor? Who is our neighbor?
他在那篇讲道里他问了一个核心的问题。就是我觉得我们今天所有在座的都应该去思考的，谁是你的邻舍？谁是我们的邻舍
？Why does what does God's word say about what is going on in our lives today？
那神他的教导，他的道是怎么来向我们指明我们在生活中要面临这样一些问题呢
？Why should we care？
为什么我们需要关注这件事情呢
？How can we as a church respond？
我们作为一个教会是如何来回应这样的事情呢？
And I think very interestingly is in the story of this parable, Jesus uses these different characters to teach us something about what it means to be a good neighbor.
那在耶稣基督讲的这样一个故事里面，他用了几个不同的角色来让我们理解他所需要教导我们的。
You see, there was the priest, there was the Levite, and of course, there was the Samaritan.
好，这里面有三个主要的角色，一是祭司，第二个是利未人，第三个是撒玛利亚人。
All of them had their beliefs.
他们每三个人都有他自己的信仰。
But only one person's life truly stood out.
那只有一个人的他的生活是显在就是他的信仰在他的生活中显现出来。
So it's not just enough that you believe, but it's also how you live also is very important.
所以这里重要的不仅仅是你相信什么，也是同时你在生命中生活中能活出什么。
Now before I go further.I'm going to make a very explicit, very specific warning or reminder.
Yeah, 我在接着往下讲之前，我先有一个提醒。
You and I are saved by God through grace through faith. By grace through faith.
我们都应该认可说我们是因着上帝的救恩，凭着我们的信得救。
God's work has saved us, not our work saves us.
神的功使我们得救，而不是我们自己的努力。
But the question is, after you are saved, how do you live? How will you live?
那我的问题是说，当你得救以后，你是过什么样一个生活呢
？How will you respond?
你是如何来回应呢
？You see, your life is not just about the end destination where you're going to get to. It's how you travel that road that matters as well.
所以你的生命不仅仅你关注的是你的。终点在什么地方，而是 你去向终点这个过程以及这是如何达到的。
So today really I have two main points.
我今天有两个要点。
Usually I give you the summary, but today I'll surprise you. So I'll give it to you at a time, one at a time.
我以前会有一个很清楚的提纲，但是今天我会让你们有一点这种意外，就是我会只讲这两个要点。
The first one is, who is our neighbor?
第一个问题是，谁是我们的邻舍呢？
When you read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10,
如果你读整个路加福音的第十章的话，
In many ways, I'm going to summarize it. Jesus is talking to his disciples.
那里讲到的是耶稣基督在教导他的门徒们。
He's talking about faithfulness to God.
他讲到对对神的信实。
He's telling them, you don't just understand it, you have to live it out, and you have to tell people about it.
他也强调说，门徒们，你不光是理解神的道，而且是你在生命中行出来。
And as he's teaching his disciples, 他的门徒 ,sorry, his disciples.
他在教导他的门徒们。
A lawyer interrupts.
但是这时候一个律法师过来打扰。
He says, hey, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
父子啊，我怎么做才能承受永生呢？
And I want you to understand what he is doing here. His intention is to test Jesus.
我们要注意到说，这里他的动机不是来问问题，而是来挑战耶稣基督。
To challenge his teaching.
是要来挑战耶稣基督的教导。
And basically what he's saying.
也就是说，他在里问的问题所蕴含的意思是说，
So what do I really have to do to make sure I am with God? That I have God, I can go to heaven.
所以他就说，我到底真是要需要做什么，我才能去天堂，我才能与上帝在一起。
Jesus, very wise, always the best way to do it. He goes, "What does the Bible say? What does the Word say?"
那当然，这个耶稣基督是蛮有智慧的。这是他问他的问，反问他的问题是说，经上是如何说的呢
？How do you interpret it?
说你是怎么解释的呢？
And of course, if you grew up in the culture, you grew up as a Jewish person, you would understand that the answer is very, very, very clear.
如果你要了解犹太的文化的话，你是在犹太文化中长大的话，你知道那个答案是非常清楚的。
There's two parts to it.
是由这个答案是有两个部分的。
The first is from the Shema, which is their statement of faith. They say every day, all the time.
第一部分是从这个 Shema, 就是犹太人他信仰的一个核心祷词。
Right, and it says basically, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
你就是尽心尽力尽性爱你的神。
Right, and that was the fundamental primary teaching of the law. So the Jewish people would know, this is what we must do. We must honor God, the monotheistic God, the one God.
Yeah, 所以说犹太人在他们的教导中很清楚知道是说我们要爱神，因为这位神是那独一的神。
But also a very clear, important lesson.That was taught throughout the Old Testament was also the idea that you, in Leviticus, a neighbor love, that you need to love your neighbor as well.
那同时另一个方面呢，是在利未记里所教导的，说你要爱你的邻舍。
And so Jesus really hilariously, he says, yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, 所以这里面，耶稣还显得好像蛮幽默的，说，哎，对，你答对了。
But then the man wasn't satisfied, it says here. He wanted to desire to justify himself.
但是这个人律法师似乎还没有满足他，因为是想有他有这样一个愿望，想来自圆其说，自我辩解。
And I think his purpose really here is to say, you know what? There's kind of a possible, our interpretation of neighbor, maybe the way I've loved my neighbor might not be the right way, but I think it's the right way, so I think we should just go with my definition.
所以就他的大概内心活动就是说。我知道你说爱邻舍是什么意思，但是我对爱邻舍的这个解读可能也不见得是你看的那种。
And he says like, who is my neighbor?
然后他就说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
You see, this is the question that he asks because he's like, I think I've been doing pretty good right now already. I think I've loved my neighbor pretty good.
Yeah, 他的话外音是说，我实际上现在做的不错，我是比较爱我的邻舍的。
And that's the question today I want you to think about. Who is your neighbor today?
所以我今天让大家一起思考的问题就是这样一个问题，谁是你的邻舍？
How much do you care when you read about people losing their lives on the news?
当你在阅读人们失去生命这类这样的消息的时候，你多大程度上你觉得你关注呢？
How much should we care? How should we respond?
你多大程度关注以及你如何回应？
And I think Jesus gives us a very clear answer.
耶稣基督在他的教导中，在这边的教导中，给我们一个非常清楚的答案。
Here's the thing. I love stories.
我很喜欢故事。
And Jesus uses a parable, which is basically a story illustration, to tell a point.
那耶稣基督运用这个比喻或者说一个故事来讲他的这个道。
So what he says is, this man traveling from Jerusalem.
这个故事讲的是说一个人从耶路撒冷在旅行。
Which is a city that is about 2,500 feet above sea level. So it's high.
那耶路撒冷呢是一个城，它是在2500英尺的海拔以上。
He's traveling a short journey to Jericho, which is 800 feet below sea level.
它实际上只是一个很短的旅行，从耶路撒冷去到耶利哥。那耶利哥呢，实际上是在海拔以下的800英尺。
But it doesn't go straight.
但是这个不是一个直径啊，不是一个直接的路。
If you ever look at the road, it curves.It goes like this. A lot of blind turns down the road.
如果你去看那个真正地图的话呢，这两个城之间的道路呢是有很多弯转弯之处。
Kind of like Old San Marcos Road. Have you ever driven up Old San Marcos Road? It's very curvy. It has a lot of blind turns.
就像你在 Santa Barbara 你要去 drive San Marcos Road 的话， Lull, 大概有点相似。
Yeah. And the thing about that is, it's a very dangerous road because at every turn you could potentially have someone ambush you.
Yeah. 就是说那是一条非常危险的道路，因为在每一个转弯之处。都有可能埋伏的人。
And we have this man. We don't know anything about him. All we know is one thing. He's just a man. Was traveling and he got robbed, stripped, left basically there.
那故事里的第一个出现的主人公呢，就是这样一个男人啊。这里面没有具体介绍他是谁，但是我们知道的情况就是说，他被人呢给抢劫了。
And we see two other characters that walk by, a priest and a Levite.
然后呢，出现的是两个人从他旁边经过。一个是呢，这个祭司，另一个是利未人。
And these are both the most religious, most intellectually, like the smartest people of the Jewish culture.
他们是在犹太文化中最有文化和教养的人。
We don't know who they are, of course. We're just saying specifically their roles are very important, very elevated.
我们不知道，也是不知道具体这两个人是谁，但是我们可以知道他们在整个犹太社会中的一个地位是很高的。
But the third person is a Samaritan.
那第三个人呢，是一个撒玛利亚人。
And I want you to understand why that's a big deal. A Samaritan was a person of a different culture. It was a culture that they did not like.
Yeah. 这里为什么这个对比很重要呢？因为撒玛利亚人是从另外一个文化、另外一个种族的，而且是被犹太人瞧不起的。
There's a hatred for them.
他们和犹太人之间是有这样的仇恨的。
Not only that, he's a merchant. He's not even like he's a businessman. He's a trader. He's not even like a priest or Levite.
Yeah.那从另一个角度来说，他是一个商人，是一个刚才讲到的犹太人的立位人里的那些知识分子看不起的人。
Okay, now I know you guys don't get Samaritan. You're like Samaritan. I don't 不知道什么是 Samaritan.
Yeah, right. So you may still puzzling. I don't know who's a Samaritan is.
That's great. When I was growing up, the way I understand this is I was taught a lot about Chinese history, war history.My dad loves talking about history, so I like it too.
在我长大的过程中，我爸爸经常给我讲一些这个历史，特别是关于中国的和。
And when I was younger, the one thing he taught me was about World War II and about the Japanese.
Yeah, 那我记得很深刻的一件事情是我爸爸给我讲二战，特别是日本人怎么侵略中国。
So for the longest time, I really hated the Japanese people.
所以很长一段时间，我是非常仇恨日本人的。
Only until college, when I had Japanese friends, it's changed.
Yeah, 只有我到了上大学的时候，我开始认识了一些日本的朋友，那个一定程度上改变了我的想法。
So just think, how much Chinese people really, really dislike the Japanese. Maybe not today is bad, but before, that's the kind of hatred.
我就讲到说，实际上现在不知道什么情形，那过去确实是很多中国人是很仇恨日本人的。
And so that's the first thing. Who is your neighbor? Is the question. But the second point I want to say today is that.Jesus' story, he answers this question. He doesn't give this lawyer an opportunity to self-justify himself.
那这个故事的第二部分就是说，耶稣基督在这儿并没有给那个律法师一个机会让他自我辩解。
And what he does is he paints a story of the Levite and the priest right here who do certain things, and a Samaritan who does this.
他这个故事的他的讲述的办法是在把利未人和律法师放到了一侧，然后把撒玛利亚人放到了另一侧做对比。
They have a very same pattern of behavior.
他们有一个行为的这样一个模式是非常相似的。
So I want you to see it. The priest and the Levite came and they saw.
那这个祭司和利未人呢，他们的这个 pattern 呢，他们这个规律呢，行为的这种范式呢，是来了，然后看了一下。
So we don't know where they're going. They're walking to on the road. They see what happens.
所以他走过来看了发生了什么事情。
But the reaction is,
他们的回应是
they get to the other side and they pass by.
他就从旁边就走过去了。
Okay, now there's a lot of could be a lot of reasons.
当然可能有很多不同的原因的。
Maybe he looked like he was dead.
也可能那个人看起来是已经被打到被打死了。
If you know the law, you're not supposed to touch dead body.
你知道犹太人的一个律法是说你不能去触摸死人。
It also could be the fact of what they don't know if he's lying. And it's just an act, and he might rob them.
Yeah. 那另一种可能的想法是说，这个人是在那儿装死。实际上，你去接近他的时候，他会趁机来抢劫你。
But I think you look at the difference of behavior.
但是你来看一下行为的差别在什么地方。
The Samaritan came, he saw.
相同的地方是这个撒玛利亚人来，也是走过来看到。
And he has compassion.
然后接下来是表现出他有。
He doesn't just have compassion. He does all these extra things.
他接下来做了许多让我们觉得都是他额外做的事情。
He helped the person.
他帮助了这个人。
He wrapped him up.
他把他的伤口包起来。
He took him on his own donkey or horse to the hotel or the inn.
用他自己的这一只驴子，然后把这个伤者运到了一个这个客店。
And then afterwards, he even said to the hotel person, "Hey, if there's extra need, I'll pay for all of the extra. I'll pay you here 2 denarii first to take care of him."
Yeah, 他说这个我会付给你这个如果这个人在你住店期间有额外的费用的话我都会把这个费用付给你。
And I want you to understand today that this idea of compassion is really important here.
我想强调的是这里讲到的这个同情心是我整个这篇信息的核心。
It's this sympathetic pity and concern that you have for the sufferings or the misfortunes of other people.
这个同情心表现是，尤其是在当人们遭遇不幸或者灾难的时候，你所表现出来的这个兴趣和要来帮助。
And today, really, when I say who is your neighbor, I want you to focus onto the Samaritan's compassion.
当我来跟大家分享这篇道，围绕谁是你的邻舍的时候，我想让你关注的就是撒玛利亚人的同情心。
How the Samaritan's compassion reveals something. Three things we can learn about.Compassion.
那撒玛利亚人的同情心呢，向我们显现了有三个方面的要点，我想分享。
The first one is that his compassion is universal.
第一点是说他这种同情心是具有普遍性的。
You see, despite his racial, religious, theological, sexual, national differences that he may have with the Pharisee or with this man, we don't know what the background is of this man.
尽管我们可以暂时的去忽略说他的民族背景他的这个国家的出生地他的语言他的文化等等可能这个撒玛利亚人和被救的人是很大的不同的
It doesn't matter. The question here is that they share he's a man. Simply he's made in God's image.
对但是他这里关注的是说他同是神所造的的人
The danger we haveIs, and this is kind of pushing you guys, is that our attitude, our focus can be very narrow or too focused.
我们可能面临的一个危险就是说有的时候我们的关注点是太狭窄了。
Like we could be like the lawyer. We think we want to define neighbor. Very thin, very specific.
我们可能会跟律法师有的时候会一样。我们对这个邻舍的这个定义是非常具体的。
In many ways, Jesus' words are really strong towards our love being very limited to our own people, our specifics.
也就是说，我们可能对这个爱，就理解耶稣基督教导这个爱，就变得非常局限，因为只针对一些你想这个针对的人。
What the Samaritan sees is simply a man there that needs help.
但是这个好撒玛利亚人所看的什么呢？就看到是一个人在那儿受伤需要帮助。
Here's the reason why this is really hard for us.
这就是为什么我觉得。有这样一些原因让我们觉得这个问题这么难对我们来说
Oftentimes we disagree with people or we fight with people because we only see things from our experiences and our own perspectives.
当我们与其他人持不同意见的时候，往往的这个不同的意见是源于我们有不同的经历和我们有不同的教育背景。
When you fight, like, so for example, I'll give you an example. This is a really easy one. Husband and wife, they fight.
Yeah, 我给大家一个例子，就是说夫妻之间有的时候会争吵。
And the fact is, oftentimes when you fight with someone, part of the reason is because you think you know what they're thinking.
当你在争吵的时候的其中的一个原因可能是其中的一方觉得说你知道对方在想什么。
But you forget that you're really just thinking from your own understanding, your own experience.
但是你忘记的是说你对对方的这种分析和猜解是完全建立在你自己的经历的这样一个基础上。
And you fail to consider that maybe that person has a whole different reason for what to do, why they do.
你可能会忘记的是说对方可能会有完全跟你没有意识到的不同的原因来看这件事情。
And when I talk about race, it's really hard.
当我来谈种族的问题的时候，那这个就这个问题就变得更复杂。
Because most people that disagree with me about what's going on are often fellow Chinese or Asian people.
Yeah. 所以有的时候围绕这件种族问题跟我不同看法的，常常是我一些亚裔或者中国的华人。
And I agree, even I struggle with it. But our privilege, our life narrows our perspective.
虽然我也仍然对这个问题还是迷惑，但是我看到的一点是说，我们的一些特权，我们的一些这个个人的这种经历，成为限制我们观点的一个这个障碍。
It doesn't make us more open-minded.
就这种特权，这种 privilege 可能不会使我们更具有一个开放的心态去看待问题。
Because we see things very narrow.
我们有的时候是非常狭窄的去来看，狭隘的去看这个问题。
So、what we often do, we will judge a person or a people group for what's going on without really understanding that might be a story or history behind it that is just as important.
我们可能会犯的一个错误是，我们对一件事情做评判的时候，却忘记去了解那件事情所涉及那个人背后的故事，或者甚至他的历史。
We focus on effect.We fail to see that there is a huge, incredibly deep, broken cause to lead to the effect.
我们有的时候光光关注在表面的这个事实，而忘记了说在背后可能有一个有历史渊源的这样一个原因。
So it makes our love for people can become very specific. Our compassion can be very narrow because we only see it from our understanding. We're like, oh, well, they should know better. Well, I had it okay when I grew up. I was born in the U.S. I've always been emphasized to go to college, study hard, be successful. So that's what everybody should have.
所以就是你从你他用他自己做例子，作为一个亚洲人，你成长的经历就是说是的，这个社会可能有很多困难，但是你所要选择的就是你好好学习，努力工作。
And here's the funny thing. As I'm talking to you guys about it, I know that a lot of you here. Are very, very, very hardworking. You guys have experienced difficulty. You didn't get here easily, so you understand it's not easy.
我在讲我自己也意识到说，我们在座的有些人也是经历了过很多的困难，你是经过了非常辛苦的努力，才能走到今天。
So I know that you understand this. Okay. Another aspect of compassion is that the Samaritan's compassion is dangerous.
那另外一个含义是说，撒玛利亚人的这个同情心呢，有他危险的这样一个方面。
Because even if he's afraid of getting robbed, he doesn't show it. He takes care of this man.
尽管他可能去担心说，这个被打伤的人是不是能是一个假装的强盗，但是呢，他没有这个没有影响他去帮助他。
We can't simply think of ourselves and our comfort and our safety.
我们在遇到这样的事情的时候，我们不能简单的只去想说我们的安全和我们这个感到舒适的情境之中。
I understand. I have kids. I have a mortgage. I have responsibilities. I don't want to risk. I don't want to be ostracized by my community for writing a paper that people might not like. I understand. These are fears we have.
他说我们可能会有一些我们怕的东西，比如说我们去做什么的时候，我们马上想的是说。我如果出了问题的话，我的孩子怎么办？我的房子还没有付清，等等等等，你有很多顾虑，让你去采取这样的行动。
And our focus is often is, What will happen to me if I sacrifice all these things?
我们可能这里面一个核心的就是阻碍你的想法，就是说，如果我做些这样，我做了这样事的话，我会牺牲掉什么东西。
If I speak up, this is what's going to cost me too many things that are too important for me.
如果比如像今天我来比较公开的讲这件事情的话，我会遇到什么样的麻烦，或者我牺牲什么
？And I think sometimes we need to think differently about it. A different way to look at it is, what will happen to all the other people when I fail to speak up?
那你可以从另一个角度来想的话是说，如果我有这样的想法，但是我又不把它讲出来，那这样会对那些被受影响中的人带来什么样的影响呢？
This is really convicting to me right now because I think we all like to be safe, comfortable.
当然这是非常困难的，因为我们从我们自己的倾向的话，我们都希望安全，希望舒适。
We're in sunny Santa Barbara.
在生活在这样充满阳光的圣巴巴拉。
Right, when you're in a bigger city, you'll hear there's protests that block the freeway. But Santa Barbara, just we have the only thing we have to worry about is ash from fires.
在大的城市，虽然那些有些人为了抗议去把道路桥梁都堵塞了，但是我们在 Santa Barbara， 我们也没有觉得跟我们没什么关系。我们可能关心的就是着山火的时候，那个 ash， 那个灰尘会影响我们。
I'm not hating on Santa Barbara. I love Santa Barbara.
我不是说我不喜欢 Santa Barbara 啊，我是非常喜欢 Santa Barbara.
But we're lucky. We're very comfortable.
Yeah, 但是我知道我们是生活在一个非常舒适的生活里面。
And here's the third thing about compassion. The Samaritan's compassion was overflowing.
那第三个跟撒玛利亚人的同情有关的是这种满溢出来。
The compassion that this Samaritan felt wasn't those casual compassion.
Sorry, I didn't.
Not a casual, not simple, not an easy.
那就是说，这个撒玛利亚人他的这个同情心呢，不是一种简单的普普通通的同情心。
It's not like, oh, okay, you know, I feel kind of bad, so I'll just throw some money at it. I'll post a few articles on Facebook. I'm okay. I did my job.
Yeah,
passed on the message.
而不是说，比如我经过的时候，我可能要做的事情，我给他丢一点钱，然后我照个照片，回去以后我把它 post 到。
When the word in Greek for compassion is used in verse 33, this compassion, the idea of that compassion is it's a compassion that comes from your bowels, from within you. It so affects you because it's coming from the deepest part of your soul.
那在33节实际上讲到了就是用从 Greek 这个角度解释了这个同情心是什么意思。它不仅仅是一种表面的一种感情的反应，它是从你身体的内部发起的一种，然后对你会有这个非常深刻的影响。
If what I say today makes you feel kind of bad and you go, oh, I'll be more compassionate and I'll talk about the subject, you will only do it as long as you remember that this is a problem.
那当然，我希望给大家一个提醒是，当你听我讲同情心这篇道的时候，你去跟我一起来思考，我们是不是在同情心方面面临着这样的困难或问题。
But the compassion what the Samaritan feels for this man is so deep.It burns. He has to help. He was compelled to love this person.
我们看到的是说，这个撒玛利亚人的同情心呢，表现的是如此的强烈，也就是说，它是一种发自内心的、真诚的，好像这种同情心是要把它燃烧掉的这样一种感觉。
He uses his own resources. He doesn't expect a return.
他把他很多的资源都用出去了，而且他不期待着那个人能偿还的什么。
He was going somewhere. He changes the direction, his trajectory of where he's going.To help, to go out of his own way to help this person.
他本来是要去在做生意的路途，但是当见到这个人需要帮助的时候，他改变了，暂时改变了他的行程，为了帮助他。
He goes so far beyond what he has to do.
他已经真是做了超越他本来可能应该做的事情。
He probably didn't even have to give the money, none of this stuff, but he just went all over, overflow for this person.
也就是说，他的这种同情心表现出这种特征。是一种满溢溢出来的这样一个情况。
And Jesus then asked the question, who is our neighbor? He says, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
所以接着耶稣基督就问说，谁是我们的邻舍这个问题，是通过说这三种人中哪一种人是那个需要帮助人的邻舍呢？
I think the answer is very clear.
那我觉得这个答案是非常清楚的。
this is pretty harsh. So it's not harsh. People said it's not that harsh. So, but I don't know how to say it better. But we can't just sit here. We can't just sit here.
我希望我接下来这种讲法让你不觉得是非常严厉的。但是我的这个观点就是说，我们不能仅仅就是坐在这儿。
We can't sit here thinking life, nothing really matters besides what goes on in our lives when other people are dying or suffering.
我们不能说我们仅关注的是我们自己生活中直接跟我们有关的，但是你忘了旁边实际上有很多人还在死去。
Because honestly, when I look at myself, I'll look at myself first.
我首先用我自己来照我先来照我自己的镜子。
But I would assume that when I look at you all as well.
当然我也希望大家一起来照这样的镜子。
What I see is the priest, the Levite, and the lawyer.
我所看到的是这个律法师，这个利未人，这个祭司。
I see the lawyer because I want to justify that I've done enough.
我看到我自己好像有这个律法师的影子的时候，是我觉得说我也有这种想自我辩解的这样的欲望。
I'm a priest and a Levite because I know what it says.And when I'm given an opportunity to say and do something differently, I choose to walk on the other side.
Yeah, 那我觉得我看到我自己是利未人或者这个祭司的影子，是因为我很有可能在我的生活中就像他们一样，看到一些事情的时候，我选择是因为我能想到的一些合理的原因，我就从旁边走过了。
You see, the illustration here is very, he purposefully, when he was speaking Chinese, he purposefully makes it very contrasted.So you can't choose in between. You can only choose left or right.
那耶稣基督在他这篇教导里面是非常有目的的，把这两个对比，这个摆得非常鲜明。所以你很难去选择一个中间地带。你要么选一侧，要么就另一侧。
And I know this is how we are. We are very good about community. We love each other. We love our brothers and sisters. We love the Chinese folks around us.
啊，我知道我们的常态是说。我们喜欢我们所在的这个社区，我们也这个非常这个热爱我们周边的这个华人的弟兄姊妹们。
But what about this world around us as well?
但是我要问的问题是说，围绕我们周边的这个世界发生的事情跟我们有关吗
？When I look at Jesus, I think of Jesus before he had to come and save us. He was very comfortable, very safe.He's with his father. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
所以我们来用耶稣基督做一个参照，就是说我们设想一下，说他在来到世上救我们之前，他应该也是在一个非常安全、非常舒适的环境，因为他跟他的父在一起。
He doesn't have to help us.
他不需要真是来帮助我们。
But he enters into history.
但是他选择进入了这个历史。
Because he knows there's a problem that we cannot resolve on our own.
他知道我们人类面临的一些问题，我们自己无法解决。
And he gives his life to engage that issue all the way through.
那他把自己的这个性命摆上，是为了把救恩带给世上的人。
You see, when you think of the gospel, what I always talk about, I always talk about it very salvation-oriented. It's about you being saved.
当我们去思考救恩的时候，我们常常想到的一个方面。就是你如何被上帝拯救。
And I would say that's probably the primary focus. But
那我必须说那是很重要的，是一个第一个我们要关注的。
But God also talks about redeeming and renewing this world.
那圣经里的另一个教导也是说，上帝怎么来救赎和更新这个世界。
And you see, our greatest need is that sin breaks us, separates us from God, breaks this world, messes up this world.
那我们最大的需要是因为罪使我们与上帝隔绝，也使这个世界变得破碎。
It's what leads us to hurt one another, to reject one another, hate one another.
也是因为罪使我们导致我们去憎恨别人，与别人有麻烦。
But I want you to see Jesus' compassion, his love for us is universal.
那我想让大家看到的是，耶稣基督对我们的爱，对我们的同情心。
He's not like,
是不是的
oh, I can't get my hands dirty. These people are very dirty. Can't hang with that. I just got to stay away from them.
Yeah, 比如说。耶稣基督从来没有这样说哦，这个人太脏了，我需要我的手远离他。
It's dangerous because he risked, he gave his very life for the cause.
哦，当然，你从危险的角度也是说，耶稣基督并没有在这方面，他因为他把自己的生命献上，为了是做这个替罪羔羊。
He gave his life for our sins.
他为了我们的罪的缘故而这个受死。
In his love, It's so overflowing.
那耶稣基督的爱也是满溢的。
Think about it. He was willing. He went willingly to die on the cross, to bear all of our sin, all of our 罪, past, present, and future.
Yeah, 他为了我们罪的缘故，我们过去的、现在的或者以来要犯的，而被钉死在十字架上，成为我们的赎罪祭。
So that you and me, so that we could have the most lavish, abundant gift that we don't deserve.
因着他的这个牺牲，所以我们才有我们现在获得的这种丰富的啊，这个上帝给我们的恩赐。实际上我们不值得得的。
To have a personal relationship with the holy God.
所以我们才与这位完美的圣洁的神有这样的关系。
This is not cheap. It cost God's Son's life. It's the most expensive, costliest grace you could ever experience.
所以这个恩典不是说一种廉价的恩典，它是一个这个价值这个连城的，因为是上帝自己的儿子。
I know we're really, I want to say this. Our church is such a good community to other Chinese brothers and sisters. I love that about our church. This is why, a part of the reason I'm here.
Yeah,
I love what we do.
我必须说，这个我们的教会呢，是在华人的这个社区里面是非常爱这个华人的。这也是我为什么愿意在这边来服侍的一个原因。
It's who we understand how to talk to, who we feel comfortable with.
我们是在这样一个社区里面，你是觉得你可以感到很安全的，很这个方便的去跟别人交流。
But it doesn't just have to be that. It doesn't just have to be just those people.
但是我想说的是，我们可能所接触的对象不应该仅仅限于就是那些华人。
That's a self-imposed limitation.
这是一种自我提出来的一种局限。
It could also be circumstantial because it's hard to talk to people that are outside our culture.
当然我知道有些客观的原因，可能是确实不那么容易去跟在我们文化之外的其他的人接触。
But what would our church, I want to ask this question, what would our church look like if we dared to love like the Samaritan here?
那我们的那个教会将会看起来如何呢？如果我们害怕像这个好撒玛利亚人一样去关心别人。
That we don't just hold a problem this distance from us.
我们不能说只把这个问题我们就等于说把握住让他，或者说我们不能是看待这个问题是我们保持一定的距离。
But that we cared so much, it came from us to love. We couldn't stop loving.
我们必须是说把这种深刻的理会到这种同情心，所以我们无法禁止我们去表现出爱心。
Yeah, I think today in our culture,
我们今天的这个文化。
Basically, we are not allowed to talk about Jesus.
我们不被非常容易的来我们好像没有被允许非常自由的来讨论耶稣基督。
I believe trust is a very big communication requirement.
这个信任是在沟通中非常重要的一个成分。
People don't trust Christians today.
但是世人很多世人并不这个并不有对基督徒有信任。
It is partially because of our own history. We haven't been always very gracious, maybe sometimes we're hypocritical, but
那当然，一方面我们是看到说，在我们的信仰的历史上，可能别人认为我们是假冒伪善。
It sometimes it seems like we don't really care. We just want to push the truth.
有的时候人们会觉得说，我们对很多事情不那么关注，我们只关注的是真理。
The reason I speak on race, especially as Asian American, is because yeah, I care. Okay, but it's because I want to gain the opportunity, the trust.To tell them about Jesus.
那我研究这个，我对这个种族问题感兴趣。作为一个亚洲人，不仅仅是说这个我对这个我认为这个问题很重要，同时我也觉得说，通过关注这个问题，可能我更容易把耶稣基督的这个教导而带给这些人。
Because just think about it. I don't want to. If I sat at it, if I don't know you, and I come to you just tell you about something, you might not want to hear it.
说如你试想一下说如果我不认识你们在座的某些人然后我过来就跟你讲福音的事情那你可能是不能接受的。
But if I become your friend, I get to know you, and you trust me to tell you the truth, and I tell you the gospel, is that very different how it's received?
那如果我是你一个朋友你再设想一下然后我在我跟你交往的过程中我告诉你圣经中的真理以及福音那你可能是会相信我。
If you know me long enough, Okay, most of you do know me pretty well. I'm not a loving person by nature. I'm not a very nice person.
你们中对我很了解的人，你会知道，我从我的性格这个角度来说
，a lot of the older people know, some of the friends here they know.
我不是那种好像很可爱的人，对。
I'm not a loving person, but as I study the gospel, as I read the Bible, it every year it teaches me to love deeper and more people than I've ever understood. I used to have no patience for all these issues.
那我觉得这个这些年来，随着我不停的来学习圣经。神给我一个看见和教导，就是要学会，这个爱各种各样不同的人。
Here's the reality.
现实是这样的。
The issues that we see cannot be redeemed on this side of eternity.
我们今天看到的这样一些问题，应该是在我们所活的这个世界是无法找到答案的。
Because man is evil.
因为人是罪人。
And this is my favorite quote: "The best of man is but man at best."
那。人中最好的就是the best of man 就是人的里面最好的一部分就是指的是最坏的人的他的最好的部分
it's basically just that man no matter how good we are we fail we make things bad
不管我们觉得我们人多好实际上我们仍然是要失败因为我们是罪人
but to bring the gospel to people to bring the good news of Jesus Christ
但是把福音传给带给所有的世人或者把耶稣基督带给所有的世人是很重要的。
We seek to find those opportunities, those moments to tell them about Jesus with courage.
我们要寻找那些机会来把耶稣基督传讲或者福音传讲给其他人。
And so, by what I do ministry, I seek to earn privilege to do that in people's lives.
如果在我的这个服事当中，这是我努力想去做的一件事情。
And I don't think you can do it if you come with a If you come and just throw it at people, it doesn't engage this culture, this generation as well.
如果你是只是有一种非常勉强的哈，就是好像强迫式的把这个福音传过去的话，对于新的这样的一个 generation, 这样一个世代的人，这个是不能是无法共是这个不没有效的。
And I'll say this: you will fail. We will fail. We will fail because we are not perfect.
你会失败，我们会失败，因为我们不是完美的。
And we all individually may never be able to do enough.
我们每一个人作为一个个体，你可能无法做得足够够。
And the point is not that we do enough.
那我的要点不是说我们是不是做得足够。
But are you willing to love and make the attempt to move?
核心是说你愿意去爱的更多吗
？To move from yourself to other people.
把这种爱的中心从你自己转向其他的人
to enter where they are hurting where they're in pain
进入到他们所在经历的这样的痛苦 和麻烦
when I do ministry people ask me what is your philosophy or what is your idea of how you want to approach ministry
那在我的服事的当中人们会问我说我服事的哲学是什么呢
and when I was younger I used to say tell Jesus share the gospel very easyReason with their thought process. You got it through their head.
Yeah, 我在年轻的时候，我会说，那就是传福音了，告诉大家谁是耶稣基督。
And I totally agree. I still think that's the way to do it. Okay, so nothing wrong with that. No heresy here.
当然我说我仍然在做那些事情，也没有说做那些事情是不对的。
But the way I look at it, I always tell people is it's very much like you come to people alongside them.You come beside them and you tell them and you let them know you're not perfect either. You're just as broken as they are.
那我在进一步的反思我的这个服事里面，我认识到一点是说，你需要找到机会去到你服事的对象呢，告诉他说，我希望跟你在一起，因为我也是不完美的一个人。
Imagine telling someone that just lost someone they love very much. Yeah, you just need to read the Bible. Just know the Bible, you'll be fine. Nice, how unloving that is. How much they'll hate you for it. I've done it before.
yeah, 他说我用我自己的一个例子，就是说某一个人他的亲人去世了，然后我去安慰他，就说那你就读圣经吧，给你带来安慰。但是实际的情况是说，当我这么说的时候，那个人就对我的反应是很厌恶我的这样的做法。
But when you sit with them, you don't might have not have the answer, but if you can sit with them, you can pray with them, you can love them through the process of grief.It really changes the way they might hear you.
那不同的是，如果你首先跟他们坐在一起，那倾听他们，然后跟他们一起祷告，然后这个在这个过程中，赢得他们的信任。
Here's the thing, God's grace gives you such freedom to choose how to love.
是因为上帝的恩典给了我们这样的自由，让我们去选择如何爱。
You don't have to think like the Levite or the priest. We don't have to live like that.
我们不需要在每日的生活中去进行这个利未人或者这个律法师与撒玛利亚人的这种比喻，我们不需要过那样一种生活。
A few years ago, we had a homeless person that used to come to our church.
几年前我们教会有一个无家，常常有一个无家可归的弟兄来到我们教会。
He would put his stuff here. Stephen and a few others were good friends with him.
他会把他的一些东西放在我们教会的仓库里面。那当时 Stephen 或者其他几位弟兄跟他蛮熟悉。
Let me be honest to you, that was I loved having him here.
我觉得非常我非常这个就是喜欢他参与我们教会的这样的一
些。Because he would invite these people that we would never be able to talk to come to our church. Homeless people smell really bad, but they were here with us.
他有的时候会带一些其他的人来到我们教会当中跟我们一起聚会啊，是他们都是无家可归的，虽然身体上闻起来有一些味道，但是我们很高兴他们在我们当中。
I was sad, but I was not hilarious. It's try to watch us, our community, try to love that person.
我这样讲好像有点是开玩笑，但是我当时确实很喜欢这样一个过程。我看到我们这个我们的华人教会是怎么来这个欢迎和表现出对他们的爱心。
Because early on, it would be like the person would sit over here.And then everybody else will sit like over there on this half to give that person space because they're scared. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say.
Yeah. 那一开始我观察到有一个现象，就是说，那可能他坐在比如那一侧，那我们大部分的会众是坐在这边。
This is why our elders are really amazing. Our Stephen, one of our elders, he would just love on Richard. He would talk to him. Some of the other leaders would talk to him, and it would open the door for people to talk to each other, get to know each other.
那当然 Steven 或者其他教会的领袖们后来慢慢的就愿意去跟 Richard 来做这样的沟通。
He passed away. He got murdered, actually, in Santa Barbara about two years ago.
那后来 Richard 呢不幸的是被在两年前是在一个事件中被谋杀了。
Yeah, that was really tragic, really sad.
他说我非常伤心对这件事情。
Imagine if we came together as a family and we dared to live.Like the Samaritan in this story.
我们一起来想象一下，我们是一个大家庭，在这个大家庭里，我们都敢于去想象，我们就像这个好撒玛利亚人一样去过我们的生活。
It's not about you being good enough.
这不是关于说你是不是做得足够好。
But what if we as a family were able to live like this? Imagine how it would.Grow us. How much we could love better and deeper.
那是关于我们在属灵的这个家里面，我们能不能继续去学习怎么彼此相爱，并且在这个过程中成长。
So Jesus says this in verse 36-37.
那主耶稣基督在36节和37节是这样讲。
Jesus says, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?"
耶稣基督说，在这样。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
And the lawyer of course replied, the one who showed him mercy.
那他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说是怜悯他的。
And Jesus said, you go and do likewise.
那耶稣接着回答说，你去照样行吧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, this text is really heavy. It's hard. It's hard to hear. It's hard to listen because I know it's hard on me. And so I know I'mTelling something that's very difficult to my the people here I love very much.
主啊，我们感谢你，你让我今天来分享这段经文，因为我们知道，在去思考它信息的时候，它实际上是有它的难度，甚至它会让我们带来一些不适，特别是我把这段信息讲给我自己非常爱的弟兄姊妹的时候。
And I love that this text Jesus doesn't condemn the man; he lets the story challenge this man to live a different life.
我们感谢你主啊，你在耶稣基督在这段教导里面并没有直接谴责那个人，而是通过这个故事让他明白 的道理。
Here Jesus invites all of us to be a good neighbor.
主耶稣基督在这段教导里邀请我们所有的人来一起理解和思考谁是我们的邻舍，好邻舍。
To have a universal compassion.
我们有一个这种普遍性的同情心。
To have this dangerous compassion that's risking, willing to risk anything.
有这样一种同情心，我们可能是要冒险。
And lastly, to have an overflowing compassion for people.
那我们这种同情心是能满溢出来的同情心。
Just like Father, how you did for us.
就像主啊，父你所为我们成就的一切。
Thank you for this lesson today.
主啊，谢谢你今天给我们这篇道。
Bless and be with my beloved family here.
你继续的保守我们这个可爱的这个神的家。
Father, by your Spirit, empower us to live not like the Levite or the priest or the lawyer, but as the Samaritan here.
主啊，借着你圣灵的工作，你让我们学习，不要在我们的生活中像利未人或者祭司，而像好撒玛利亚人。
So Lord, we give this time to you in Jesus Christ's name.
主啊，我们把这段时间交托仰望，我们也为我们在这段的时间献上感谢。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.